Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Welcome to the first episode of Mom Care Monday. I am so excited to have you here, and I thought it would be a really great idea to start this podcast out by sharing my own self-care journey. As you heard in the intro, I am the birth mom of three, the adoptive mom of one, and the stepmom of four. Yep, eight kids. Do the math. It's a lot. And all in the midst of parenting all of those kids, I completely lost track of myself. I threw myself into motherhood from the beginning because I had always dreamed of being a mom. And I had so many ideas of what that would look like and expectations for myself and how amazing I was going to be. Yeah, now I know better. But I was committed to being a mom, and I committed the time and I threw myself into it, and I completely forgot about me in the process. I was able to kind of slowly shift into motherhood, beginning with my stepkids. And thank God they have a wonderful mother that I have a wonderful relationship. So there was no mama drama from her or anything. They are wonderful kids, and I could not have had a better experience becoming a stepmom to these guys. But of course, it is a change because I had never been a mother before that. I had only my dreamed up ideas of what motherhood was going to be. So I don't know that I was super overwhelmed when it started out parenting my stepkids, because we didn't have them full time and there were three of us working together to take care of their needs. So it didn't really start to hit me until I had my firstborn. And he was born with a congenital heart defect, which we found out about when he was 3 months old, and it was going to require surgery to fix, open heart surgery. So you can probably imagine the panic that I went into, which, I mean, completely understandable. I had a child who had a life-threatening illness with his congenital heart defect. And so I ended up not working at the time and basically completely committed myself to making sure that my child was healthy and able to have this surgery. And we got him back on his feet after the surgery. He had the surgery at 8 months old. After that, I just wanted him to start gaining weight and move forward with all of his milestones, which was happening. He's a superstar. Like, happened so fast. It was like in a blink of an eye, it never happened. And he was just moving forward by leaps and bounds. And now he's a state level competing gymnast, and it has nonstop energy, never sits down, and frankly drives me a little nuts these days. But it all started there. And I just kind of completely dedicated myself to being mom and dropped everything. Understandable. I had a child with a life-threatening illness. But by the time we got through that, then I was pregnant with my next child. And then we were adopting my oldest child, which included family court. And at the time, my husband was away in Canada. And, you know, you just, ooh, I was just going and this was happening and that was happening. And then, boop, I got pregnant with my fourth child. And 2 months after my fourth child was born, my husband booked 2 consecutive jobs out of the country. And in the midst of him being gone, my mother-in-law passed away. One of my stepdaughters had a medical emergency, needed a blood transfusion, was in the hospital for several days. I broke my toe. I was potty training my 3-year-old at the time. It was a hot mess. And I was holding on by a thread. I was helping my stepkids. I was trying to run the house with my husband away. It was insanity. Their mother and I were working together to make sure that my stepdaughter that was sick was being cared for. There was just a lot going on. I was stressed to the max. So I was holding on to me being able to get away to go visit my husband, who was in Australia at the time. I'm like holding on to, if I just make it to this moment, I'm gonna be okay. I can collapse when I get to him and everything's gonna be fine. So we had to get a passport for the baby. And because of course he was coming with me, I was breastfeeding. And we had some trouble with the paperwork. My husband had to have a judge in Australia sign off on the paperwork. It got lost in transit. And we finally got the paperwork. I have the appointment to go get his passport. I'm leaving on a plane the next day. I'm carrying all of this, the death of my mother-in-law, my stepdaughter being in the hospital, everything that's going on, me trying to care for 3 other children, also in addition to the baby, adjusting to an adopted child, which if you have adopted an older child, that is quite a transition also. And so I get up to the line to turn in the paperwork for the passport. And the guy behind the mirror looks at it, behind the window, and he looks at me and he says, "I can't sign off on this paperwork." And I'm like, "Excuse me, what?" And he points out that there are 2 different dates on the paperwork. There is like, it was like April 4th on one side. And then the person that signed the paperwork had flipped the dates on the other side of the paperwork. What? I was going to lose it. And I was like, "Sir, please, please, can you just push this through? Like, my husband got this signed in Australia. He's in Australia. Is there any way the thing is signed by the proper authorities? It was a simple mistake." He's like, "Ma'am, I can't." He goes away. I don't know who he talked to, what he tried to do. He comes back and I lost it. Like sobbing, crying, hysterical in the midst of a huge passport office in Los Angeles. So you can imagine. To the point where a guard had to come over to escort me out of the room. The poor man's face was like, "Oh my God, this lady is losing it. I am literally sobbing into a cloth diaper with my child practically hanging out of an ergo. Oh my God, I am not a crier, y'all, but I was like, I just need to get there and it just is a simple, oh my God, it was a mess. I get out into the hallway, the security guard, make sure I'm okay. I call my husband. I'm sure he thought someone died. I was uncontrollably sobbing. I do not cry. I don't think my husband has ever heard me like that. But it wasn't just about the passport. It was about me thinking that I was finally going to be able to collapse into the care of my husband and, you know, have a moment to process everything that was happening. And it was like blowing up in my face. Like any chance of me pulling it back together, managing some time to breathe was like gone out the window. And I didn't have the capacity to handle it. And I'm sitting there with a 2-month-old sobbing uncontrollably. It was a hot mess. Nevertheless, I had to take a breath. I had to get over it because I wasn't going to Australia. That was just the end of that. There was nothing I could do or say to fix that situation. But in that moment, what I realized was I can't let myself get to this point again. I can't do this to myself. I can't carry the needs of everybody else and not take care of my own needs. I can't get to the point where I lose it, which, I mean, that was a valid moment to lose it. I don't know if I should have lost it at that level, but I did. And I just, in that moment, was like, this can't happen again. I have got to take better care of myself. I have got to keep myself on the list like I do everybody else. And I just can't let it get to this point again. And from that point forward, I just started taking little steps to consistently remind myself to care for me. Because I had just completely forgotten about myself. And I'm sure there were some postpartum hormones involved in that situation. But this was a buildup of 4 kids, stepmomming, taking care of other people's needs, and just constantly pushing myself to the back burner, which is something that so many moms do. And then we're upset because nobody is prioritizing our needs. I was upset about that. No one was thinking about me, but I wasn't even thinking about me. I wasn't even prioritizing my own needs. And so it was unfair of me to expect others to prioritize my needs when it wasn't even a priority for me. Because people didn't even know that I needed something. They didn't even know that I needed rest, or that I needed to have a moment to myself, or that I was hurting or, you know, scared for my stepdaughter. People didn't know because I wasn't sharing it. And I was just trying to play super mom and be the perfect ideal mom that I had created in my head. And let me tell you, it was not working. And I just started to use my strategic planning skills, which I'm a former strategic planner, to kind of break down ways to implement self-care into my daily life. And it's something that I have grown super passionate about and what I want to share with other mamas, because I know there are so many mamas feeling the same thing on so many different levels that probably had it far worse than I could have ever had it or could ever imagine, that are dealing with some really heavy things. And I just want to remind mamas that we have to take care of ourselves too in the midst of all the crazy things that come with motherhood. Now, here's the thing. Self-care is not simple. As much as we see it all in media today, and it's in this whole wellness market that's gotten popular over the last few years, and, you know, the hot baths and the girls' weekends away and the days at the spa. Is that part of self-care? Absolutely. But it's just not that simple. And so I'm here with you guys to share what I have learned over the last couple of years, what I'm currently learning and experiencing, so I can help more moms implement self-care into their daily lives so that they can feel more happiness and more fulfillment in their motherhood journeys. and not lose themselves to motherhood like I did. Because that's just not a good feeling at all. And what I have discovered is all of that starts with self-care. It is of so much importance when it comes to motherhood. And it's not easy. It takes work. It takes investment in time, investment in yourself. It takes learning how to say no. It takes learning how to say yes to yourself and oh, so many things. But that's why I started this podcast, because I want to share with you. I want to have these discussions with you. So I hope you will join me here for Mom Care Mondays, the weekly self-care check-in for moms. Mwah. I love you, mamas, so very much. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.